Yo, what up, street dog, street god, street vlogs? Or Kim back in the house? I guess you should eat the rich because they are gluten free. I'd personally not eat the rich because I think rich people tend to be too fat, too much adipose tissue, and too much trans fats, too much margarine. It's like to quote Kanye, right? It's like ninja soft as bread, right? You want to be a softy, soft, soft. Yeah. Some funny thoughts. The first thought is, okay, so male versus female, man versus woman, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so some random thoughts. The first thought is, how and why and when did yoga become female dominated, whereas in the past, I think it was only allowed or restricted to men, question mark? That's the first thought. Second thought is, I think like, men should have male tutors, right? I think something weird actually happens when men have female teachers, instructors, some thoughts. Just think about sociology, academia, and everything in between. All right, so not all, but some female professors, lecturers, teachers, scholars, educators, right? A lot of them teach kids, high schoolers, college students, university students, grad students, and they don't have kids of their own. Nietzsche has a funny pun. It's like libri aut libri, which means either books or children. So there are female scholars who only beget books in academic articles and journals, and will have their own kids, right? There's some academic female professors who have kids and also birth books, which is impressive. And I think traditionally we're kind of going through a weird phase too, is that like a lot of guys, men, whatever, so they're like not, they don't know what to do with like all this women in academia, etc. So first and foremost, I think it's super awesome and cool that women are in academia. The more the merrier. It's a very good thing. I suppose my issue and critique is when men are no longer permitted to be men, and there's this low-key pressure for men to become more feminine, I guess, right? And we're kind of going through a weird moment too with this whole like trans thing, right? So I get, you know, it's funny, I study sociology and I'm like probably one of the most woke people that I know. I'm from the Bay Area, 510, right? I'm the most liberal person I know. I mean, I voted for Bernie. So I would actually call people transsex or transsexual. But I guess the term is transgender. So when people say trans, you use trans, right? I always thought it meant transsexual, right? You know, people who do the hormone replacement therapy, which I think is a patently bad idea. It's like one thing that I find very weird, right? Like I'm all for gay people, LGBTQ peoples, drag queens, everyone. Everyone should just do whatever they want. And the funny thing too is like, it's like, first of all, like, why do you care about other people's kids? Just let other people's kids do whatever they want, right? It's just like, let other people's leave other people alone. Leave other people's kids alone, whatevs, right? Don't care about other people or their preferences or their kids. I think just the annoyance when people put their wokeness on you, right? So the real politics of wokeness should be this. You're tolerant to everyone else who does whatever they want to do. Doesn't matter if they're left, right, middle, in between, you know, whatever, right? Doesn't matter if they're purple, blue, green, indigo, whatevs, right? But just don't let nobody try to force you to talk a certain way. So for example, like, I've been quote-unquote corrected a handful of times, right? So for example, with doctors, right? I don't like to call them by last names, like doctor or whatever, right? Like, I call them doctor first name. it's like, you know, it's like, friend, Jeff, right? Jeffrey Lamb. I'll just call him Dr. Jeff, right? So why do I call him by the end? It's like, they earned it. I'm like, what if it's like, I earned it too, right? So, yeah, don't let nobody try to correct you is the first thing, right? And so I think the thing is with this whole, you know, gender stuff, right? I mean, I study sociology, right? So yes, it is true. Gender is sociological, right? But sex is not. Sex is biological. That's just facts. It's like you're born with a pee-pee or you're born with a vagina. It's like simple as that. And then people who do the surgeries to change it, I mean, like, certainly anyone could do whatever they want. Like, you know, it's... it's your body, right? Just do whatever you want, right? But I think it's weird when there becomes a weird tyranny behind it, I suppose. Yeah, and also I guess the bigger concern nowadays is people are just like concerned about quote-unquote bad influences. Like even apparently Elon Musk's, one of his kids, born a boy and then now classifies himself as a girl or something like that. I'm not 100% sure, right? Yeah, I mean, Elon said it was like, he feels kind of bad because he put his kid in some sort of like coco woke ass school and then the other kids in school kind of polluting the kid's mind with all this, you know, transgender, you know, stuff, whatevs, right? But yeah, it's kind of interesting because, yeah, there are different terms like transgender, transsexual, right? Yeah, it's weird. So actually, I think the big problem here is, I think it's like an English verbiage issue, right? Because you call it, it's like, so for example, you know, we could birth just saying, it's like, oh, do you know what the gender is? Or gender reveal party. So it's not technically a gender reveal party. It's a sex or a sex reveal party, right? But maybe the issue is gender rolls off the tongue easier than sex. Sex is actually kind of a difficult thing to pronounce. And I was even thinking randomly this morning, it's like, why is it that the term millennial took off more than Gen Y? So Gen Y, it's kind of a mouthful. Even Gen Z, my friend Soren Zane Aldridge was like, I'm technically called a quote-unquote zillennial, which actually kind of rolls off the tongue a little bit, but oh, wow. Look at this, guys. Look at this art concept. What does it mean? What does it mean? It's so beautiful. Yeah. Also, I love this. It's like probably my favorite Nine Post of all times. Be the first iPad videographer. Man, I've seen this sign for so many days. Free Palestine. I agree. Right? And this, right? Yeah, so actually my thought is, I mean, sounds bad, right? But in some ways there needs to be more separation of the sexes, boys versus girls and stuff like that, right? So certain things which I think it's good. Like if I was born a girl, right? Like I want to be restricted, right? It's like, don't do unto others as you don't want to do unto you. Or I mean also conversely, the golden rule, do unto others as you wish others to do unto you, right? So I mean like, ain't no perfect solution, but apparently girls could join Boy Scouts now, which I think is cool, right? I don't know, maybe the issue though, because like, you know, a lot of kids going to Boy Scouts, they're raging hormones, like, or if you're like, you know, you know, like, kind of get a crush on a girl who's in your Boy Scout troop, I guess, right? But then again, I guess that's all good, right? Like, I mean, apparently boys who go to all boys schools, they actually end up being better adjusted than, you know, going to a mixed, you know, boys and girls school. I mean, like, honestly speaking too, like, think about this, like, half the time when I was in high school, I'm just like checking out the pretty girls, right? I guess that's a good thing, because, you know, I don't have to be good with girls, whatever, right? But then the question is, like, what is your desired end goal? Like, if you want your kid to have good social skills to interact in the real world, then I guess it's good to send your kid to just, like, a normal, you know, K through 12 school. But also it's problematic, too, because, you know, you send your kid to a standard K through 12 education. I mean, like, even I was thinking the greatest blessing that I have with Seneca is that he's probably the only kid who spends 9 hours a day outside rather than like indoors. Oh, and also another update, right? So apparently, any amount of alcohol, like even 2 drinks a week, could increase your chance of cancer. And it's like not the beverage, it's actually the substance. So they're starting to classify alcohol, just even the substance, right? Like even 100% distilled alcohol, right? Vodka, whatever, doesn't matter. As like a carcinogen, causes cancer, kind of akin to like asbestos, right? Or smoking cigarettes or something, right? And I almost wonder if we should rather branding is like drinking alcohol, even a glass of red wine or two or what is, right? It's kind of the new smoking, right? We shame smokers, but we don't shame people who drink alcohol. So this is a weird kind of sociological shift thing, right? Yeah, and then also like fat is interesting too, because fat is also social, like being obese, over fat, obesity, right? And then, you know, doctors always say you need to lose weight. Technically, you should be saying you need to lose fat, but then that just sounds mean, so people don't say it, right? But I think, and also it's kind of one of these tricky things too, is that like, tell somebody you fat, you need to lose fat, it's actually going to make them feel more depressed, and they're just going to just keep eating more stuff to make themselves more fat. But then also, you know, you a doctor, you're telling people that you're overweight, you need to lose weight, that's also just kind of like water off a duck's back. They're not going, yeah, I need to lose weight, right? So we got to call a spade. Don't say like, I think doctors, you're listening to this, right? Don't tell your patients you're overweight, you need to lose weight. Say, you're over fat, you need to lose fat. Just be more blunt, be more Asian about it. It's like, you gotta hurt their feelings. It's like, you finna red pill them or blue pill them? I think maybe doctors, sociologists, everyone in between, just had more courage. It's like, when you talk, don't talk all fake and woke and stuff, right? It's actually funny because for a minute, being woke was a good thing. To be enlightened or woke was a good thing. But now, it's kind of a pejorative. You don't want to be woke. That's kind of a not a good thing. Like, even stuff too, like people are talking about, like, there's certain signs, right? Whenever people talk about, like, indigenous peoples or colonialism, decolonization, decolonial something, I'm like, that's a signal that you use fake work, right? So I have a heuristic, right? Trust nobody who woke, who tokes. It's like, yeah, but weed is mess. I'm like, no, it's not good for you, right? I mean, granted, marijuana is a lot less bad than drinking alcohol. But then again, I don't know nobody who drinks, who smokes alcohol but doesn't drink, who smokes weed but doesn't drink alcohol. Right? Think about that for a second. Do you know anyone who smokes weed, just smokes weed, CBD, whatever, but also does not drink alcohol? No, they're kind of like peanut butter and jelly, right? If anything, like, weed is a gateway drug to alcohol, and alcohol is a gateway drug to weed, right? Similarly speaking, do you know anyone who went to an EDM festival or listens to electronic dance music that's not high on shrooms or anything, or is 100% sober. I think actually being sober is the new sexy. Like, I went to see my doctor, Dr. Malika, shout out. And then I was like, oh, I don't drink alcohol, smoke weed, I don't do no supplements, no nothing. I'm like probably the finest specimen that I personally know. And, you know, I think it's very disingenuous because all these fake ass studies about like resveratrol being good for you, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, that was just created by this, like, you know, scam artist who's like, oh, you know, take my resveratrol supplements, or drinking two glasses of red wine is good for you, right? And then it's bad because now people are like, oh, I gotta start drinking 1 to 2 glasses of red wine a day for optimal health, right? Even people like Tim Ferriss, like, my critique about Tim, like, first of all, I love Tim, shout out. But my critique of Tim is falling victim to what we call scientism, which is like, you try to over-scientificize and quantifies things, and it actually makes you more of a dummy than intelligent. So, you know, looking at, okay, and the biggest benefit I had studying sociology, even studying AP statistics in high school, is that you like statistics all gamed. Like, a statistic could be gamed however you want, depending on who's writing it, right? And also the problem too is, no statistics proves anything, because it doesn't matter if you have a trillion data points. With statistics, it could only show correlation, not causation. I remember my teacher telling me this like a quadrillion times. Correlation, not causation. What's the difference? Correlation is like, you know, people who eat a lot of red meat also are more obese, right? But people who will eat more red meat also are drinking Coca-Cola, eating French fries, you know, drinking alcohol and beer and stuff like that, right? And people who are vegetarian, vegan, plant-based, blah, blahs, or less obese. Yeah, because people who tend to go vegan, at least in America, tend to be more privileged, rich, intelligent, educated, whatevs, right? So it's not probably the vegan, plant-based nonsense which is causing them to be healthier. It's the fact that they're just richer, right? So typically in America, at least, not always, but the richer you is, the healthier you are. But it's also not 100% true too, because there's a lot of rich people who are super fatty, fatty, fat, fats, right? Fatty McFat Fat. Okay. And also the thing too is, like, to be clear, I don't promote fat shaming. It's actually not productive. I would encourage people to just, you know, exercise more, work out more, be in the direct sun more, and to just quit alcohol, quit smoking weed, one meal a day, OMAD, I guess that's what it's called, right? No breakfast, no lunch, only one massive dinner. Also, bodybuilders, quit protein powder, creatine, also pre-workout powder. It's just full of aspartame, which is just fake sugar. And yes, fake sugar, zero calorie sweeteners make you fat too, because your body's insulin response to it thinks that it's, you know, gonna be sweet, so it starts pumping the insulin in your blood. So yeah, in terms of beverages, just stick to water, tap water, filtered water, and just black coffee straight up, no BS added to it. And actually, ideally Robusta, find Robustas. My theory is Arabica is more sweet, so it probably has more sugar contents or sugar reactions in your body, which is not good. Yeah, red wine is just grape juice with a good conscience. Stop drinking grape juice, stop drinking fake sugars. Even in LA, there's a drink called like Celsius that a lot of people drink. It's like, oh, it has zero calories. Like, look at it, it's got the sucralose and the aspartames, make you fat. So alcohol is the new smoking. No amount of alcohol is good for your health. Any amount of alcohol is bad for your health. So, I guess Islam, Ramadan, you know, Muhammad was onto something. All right, so some more thoughts. Military aesthetic. Real men love the military. Actually, so some propagandas. Like I did, When I was a kid, you know, I was dun. I was part of this APAL, A-Y-P-A-L-E, in the East Bay, Oakland, Asian Youth Pacific Islander Alliance or something, right? Apparently, I was part of this group called KCCEB, Korean Center of the East Bay, shout out, and Kaya, Korean American Youth Association, I think. Shout out to CJ and James. So anyways, part of this organization, right? And very, very progressive, super woke at the time, right? I learned, me and my best man, Justin, learned about all this, like, PC woke-ass stuff, right? So I know all of it, right? Gitcha. But one of the big issues was... the military was demonized as being evil. We were essentially taught that, indoctrinated that all Republicans were essentially the devil. To vote Republican essentially meant like you're like, you know, for Hitler. Essentially, I'm like, I don't get it. Like, we all so poor. It's like, why don't you rich people just give us more money, right? And then, you know, like, I'm starting to understand as an adult that things are a little bit more complicated, more complex. And even the tricky thing with the military, right? Is, oh yeah, hippie. The funny thing I'm starting to realize about the military is that actually it's a lot more complicated. Okay, fun fact, right? Well, look at this. Somebody's super smart. They created a little parkour bridge. Parkour. All right, fun fact. The new Lululemon ad, right? They shot it right here. Right here. There's three girls, right? One chubby Asian girl. You know, two girls there. They're in the background. So I guess everyone wants to be here at the platform. But it's actually funny because in reality, most of the platform's kind of dead. Like a lot of these doors kind of shut up stuff. Oh, if you want to know too, the bathroom code is 8850. That's wherever. Nicest bathroom of all time. Also shout out to Roberta's. Super good service. And also Margot on top. Super duper lit. Apparently Ubisoft's up here too, right? Look. Restrooms, Margo, Ubisoft parking. And also, am I the first iPad Pro vlogger? Maybe. Just my pro tip. Just shoot the ultra, ultra wide video. Hold the iPad. No stupid pencil or keyboard or case. And then just walk around. And I think the upside of vlogging on the iPad Pros is that... apparently the microphones on this are supposed to be super good. And also, you could upload it super duper directly. You don't got to wait. Oh, love that. In here too, right? So maybe my new direction, I'm going to become LA lifestyle vlogger. The true way to become a true mensch in LA. Yeah, so that thing here is super nice, right? But anyways. Look at this platform map. Sam loves it. Okay, so some other funny thoughts. Don't trust no musicians, actors, whatever. Apparently even Zac Efron, he's only what? 5'7". Oh, I saw the doctor the other day. I haven't weighed myself in like 7-8 years. Apparently I'm like, this is like one of the lowest weights I've ever been. I'm only like 158, like sub 160. Yeah, I'm so jacked. So my thought actually is, as a weightlifter, bodybuilder, whatevs, right? I mean, just throw your scale in the trash. Don't weigh yourself. Weighing yourself is for losers. The goal is to eat as much meat as humanly possible, abstain from all starches, etc. And then the ultimate goal is to get as jacked and strong as you can. And then you could become the uber weightlifter, bodybuilder, powerlifter, boxer, whatevs. Anyone who tries to force to weight reduce or force weight addition seems to be a bad idea. All right, at the platform. Okay, so might be the first person to be the
first bathroom blogger. This is actually important, right? Men's bathroom at the platform. 885. So nice ass bathroom. Okay, with the iPad Pros. All right, so how do you create good bathrooms that don't have stupid graffiti like this? Pro tip, don't use matte black. It's gonna, okay. Love this sink. Love it's all matte black. Yeah, the water flows in good. Bathroom here is super clean. Like a black. Got the baby thing here. Right. So actually nice. Little matte black coat hangers. I like the black tiles. That's kind of, why is this broken? Why they paint this? It needs to be fixed. These bathrooms look good. Good speaker. Uploading WhatsApp holder. Yeah, okay, another thing too. These piss splash guards seem like a good idea. Right? Also like, how do you design it so nobody puts freaking graffiti here? I hate that. Right? So, bathrooms are probably the most critical thing. Even Anthony Bourdain said, most important thing. Like, you go to the, how do you fix that? Just maybe just don't put a mirror. My practical thought. Yeah, so hygiene, hygienicos, the art of health, hygiene. Also, real men drink tap water. Ah. Eric Kim is a lethal weapon, maximum lethality. Okay, so so pro tips to business owners to do, right? So if I was a creator of a store or a complex, right? Okay, by far the number one thing you gotta fix is the bathroom, the toilet door, right? Is you could truly judge the quality of any institution based on how clean the bathroom is. And fortunately or unfortunately, we spend a lot of time in the bathroom. So even my suggestion too is you go apartment hunting, whatever, right? Very, very simple solution. Getting a house or a bathroom, apartment, buying a house, condo, whatevs, right? Whatever living situation. First thing you gotta do is look at the bathroom. If the bathroom's good, everything else is gonna be good because you spend a lot of time in it. Very simple thoughts. On a bathroom, just make it all white countertops, do the fake granite, fake marble, white gray aesthetic, seems to be kind of nice. Kohler is pretty good furnishings for bathroom stuff. I think that actually the big tip is so ultimately, assuming you don't have a maid or cleaners or you know a quote-unquote helper, which is essentially the PSC way of saying servant, indenture servant in Singapore, India, etc. You have to do all the cleaning yourself, right? So even for me nowadays, I actually have a new passion. I'm like really passionate about toilets. Your marble throne, as Elon says it, right? Even Elon and Kanye is like, yeah, 90% of our tweets are done while sitting on the porcelain throne. And it's funny too, because like guys, girls, whatevs, ain't nobody ever gonna joke about the toilet because it's considered taboo. But I think it's a better way to think about things. Oh, also pro tip, secret to happiness is super easy, especially in LA. Just live in Culver City, downtown Culver City, Arts District, whatevs, and don't be one of these losers stuck in traffic. Look at all these losers. Don't matter if you have a Lamb, a Rolls, a Bentley, McLaren, whatevs. If you're stuck in traffic, use a sucker. If anything, actually, the ideal situation is if you're a true quadrillionaire, right? To essentially not own a house, I guess, because you still gotta maintain it.
next coming of Steve Jobs. Eric Jobs in the house. Yeah. Oh, good job, Apple Photos Vitrines team. Look like you listened to the EKs and updated the photos. Yeah, never want to see the same photo twice. Yeah, like essentially if you get maintenance required to do by somebody else, it's a good idea. Yeah, these photos all look old though. This needs to get updated. This photo here looks new. Also, pro tip about photos. I mean, Apple Photos, y'all already kind of knows. The best photos tend to be, involving human beings. We like humans, not inanimate. I like, nobody cares about oranges. Yeah, having pictures of humans, happy humans, looks like a good job. Oh, these all look new. Good job. Good job. This one might be old. That one looks new. Okay, good job. Keep updating it, okay? And also shout out to Hot 8 across the street. Good institution. Walking distance is a good idea. Yeah, but so ultimately, the ideal path to happiness in LA and beyond is to never drive more than 5 minutes a day. You know, Canton, the Baldwin Hill steps, it's all good. And a lot of guys get into riding on bicycle or motorcycles. I'm like, why don't you get into walking? Walking, pro tip is maybe the ultimate manly thing to do is put on like a weighted vest and just go on long walks. It's better to, like a simple thought, right? Let's say you had a 400 pound weight vest, right? It's better to wear a 400 pound weight vest and walk for 5 minutes than to quote-unquote run at high or medium high intensity for 5 hours. So anyone who gets into running is, I mean, people like to do it for leisure. It's like, that's cool, right? But I think the issue is a lot of people get into running because they think it's quote-unquote healthy or quote-unquote good for their health. Or it's going to cause them to lose fat or quote-unquote lose weight, which is the worst term ever. That seems to be a little bit foolish. So, yeah, I think ultimately, I mean, certainly anyone should and could do anything they want to do. Exercise, physical activity should be considered leisure, not quote-unquote working out. And it needs to be enjoyable. Ooh, what is this? Hathaway Dinwiddie? Who dead? I said they haven't gotten rid of this exhibit here yet. You see all those. It's actually funny. It's like, at first, even Cindy was like, is that just graffiti? But it looks like here in the Arts District, it's funny, they call it the Arts District. I don't see no art here. But alas, maybe I should do something about it. But alas, I don't have enough time. All this graffiti, missed the show. Oh, and Arcana Books of the Arts is down the street. It's super cool. They have the new Winogrand color book. It looks good, but I stepped into it. It just felt like too claustrophobic and pretentious and too many constipated, self-effacating, overly sensitive artists. I'm like, why are artists so emo and photographers so emo? I'm like, more about new vibes. And also looks like the sticker street art is kind of a good idea. But anyways, yeah, health and hygiene is the future in the way. Maximum time of the light.